And you can mute or unmute yourself by pressing star 6.
Speaking if they could mute, there's some feedback noise I'm hearing here.
All right, I have the recorder on whenever you're ready. I've got the recorder on and ready.
Robin, are we good to go? Do you know if we are good to go?
We're trying to unmute. Hold on real quick.
Okay. Are you using your phone or are you using your computer?
I am using my computer, but I have the audio going through my phone.
She was muted when she first came in, so we've unmuted Robin.
Okay, can
Robin,
you hear me?
You go?
I have the recorder on. It's been on. Sorry.
No problem.
I figured you couldn't hear me.
July 23rd, 2020, at 8:01 p.m. I'm calling the special meeting of the Franklin Township Board of Trustees to order. I will ask for a roll call, please.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to suspend the Pledge of Allegiance in any past minutes. Is there a second?
I will second that.
All right, there's a motion and a second. Hearing no discussion, I'll call the question and ask for a roll call.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're on new business. We're talking about pending CERB litigation. I'm going to hand it over to Administrator Fox to give us an update.
Okay, Trustee Alex, Chairman Alex, trustees, as you know, that there was an unfair labor practice charge filed against the township by a former employee. There was it was sent to mediation with the State Employees Relations Board. There was, through the mediation, it was decided upon that there would be a separation of employment agreement between the township and Ms. Erin Krohn. That agreement was sent to you. It was sent out and drafted by legal counsel. What it does is it dismisses the unfair labor practice charge. It sets parameters on the termination of employment with Ms. Krohn, and it allows for benefits as it's written, saying that Ms. Krohn shall not be eligible for or entitled to any other item of compensation or benefit. Krohn shall receive a severance compensation, a lump sum payment of $15,000. The board shall issue the payment to Ms. Krohn no later than August 1st. And there's other information that's been sent over in that agreement. Did everyone get a chance to read through that agreement?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I did.
Okay. So it will be That's the agreement, and the second part that legal counsel sent over is a resolution approving settlement agreements for the case of Ohio State Employment Relations Board unfair labor practice charge against the township. And you all have a copy of the resolution as well.
And so, Administrator Potts, what we, the action we need to take is to consider and pass the resolution which would cover the agreement. Is that correct?
Correct. The resolution would be that you are approving the settlement agreement that was presented.
Gotcha. Is there any discussion about the, I spoke to the senior resolution, before I go through and read it, is there any discussion from the board?
Mr. Horn, I think he, I can't, go ahead, sir, I apologize. Too many people talking at one time.
No, Trustee Horn, did you have a question or comment?
I did someone second that?
No, I'm going to read it here, if that's okay.
Oh, okay. I thought you were asking for a second. I apologize.
Okay, so I'll read it. So this is a resolution approving settlement agreement for case Ohio State Employment Relations Board unfair labor practice charge case number 2020-ULP-02-0021, whereas the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, Aaron Crone, and Teamsters Local number 413 have reached a settlement in the Ohio State Employment Relations Board unfair labor practice charge case number 2020-ULP-02-0021, and whereas the board believes it is in the best interest of the township and the residents to approve and authorize the execution of agreement titled, quote, separation of employment agreement and release and waiver, end quote, hereafter referred to as, quote, agreement, in order to effectuate such settlement and resolution of the aforementioned claim. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that Section 1, that the Board hereby approves the agreement attached to the resolution as Exhibit A. Section 2, the Chairman of the Board of Trustees of the Township is hereby authorized to execute and deliver the agreement together with such changes that are not materially adverse to the interests of the Township, are consistent with this resolution, and are approved by the Chairman. The Chairman's execution and delivery of the agreement shall be conclusive evidence that approved by any changes in the agreement, and any such changes are not materially adverse to the interests of the township. Upon execution of the agreement, the board authorizes legal counsel to file the same with the Ohio State Employment Relations Board. Section 3, the resolution shall take effect at the earliest date permitted by law. I hereby move, is there a second?
I'll second, Mr. Chairman.
There's a motion and a second for the resolution. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, I will ask for a roll call, please.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Abstain.
Ralph?
Yes.
All right, the resolution carries. Administrator Fox, is there anything else related to this that we need to take action on in this meeting?
Chairman Alex?
There is none.
Real quick, the resolution number is 2020-141, 2020-141 for the record.
Okay.
And Mr. Chairman, if I may?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mr. Potts, how many people do we have on right now for the record?
Oh, there are 11.
Okay, thank you.
All right, are there any questions from the audience at this time?
None, sir.
All right, hearing none, we are adjourned, and we will be back at 6:30 for our regular meeting. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.